Tito for Saturday in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Quick turnaround as the Indians and Twins in extra innings last night, and now a day game here today in the Twin Cities. And hate to sound like a broken record, but Terry, how do you get the offense going? Are guys not aggressive enough? Are they caught in between? Have you been able to pinpoint anything?
You know, I would say it's never one thing. I mean, you know, and that's where you want to, you kind of walk a fine line as a hitting coach, or, you know, if you tell guys to be more aggressive, mm-hmm. and then they go up and all of a sudden you look up in the sixth inning and the guy's got 60 pitches. I do know these things go in waves and in cycles. You know, you when things aren't going on all cylinders, you know, you want to try to take advantage of every opportunity you have. I think that's kind of saying the obvious. And, you know, we look, because we pitch pretty well, you know, we're going to play a lot of close games. I mean, last year we played, I think, 83 one- and two-run games. And the way the season's going now, it looks like it'll be the same way. So doing little things and make finishing plays and things like that will give us certainly a better chance to win.
It's amazing how he can miss six of your first eight games, and Michael Brantley didn't look like he missed anything.
Well, I, you know, from watching him now for a couple of years, you know, you can kind of tell when he's kind of locked in. And he's certainly not now because he hasn't played. But like you said, he still has the ability to put the bat on the ball, put up a professional at bat, and the opponent still has to recognize who he is and what he can do in that order. I mean, it makes everybody else better.
You know, I know you're not an excuse maker, but sometimes I don't know if people realize how big an impact bat Yan Gomes is to this ball club. And you don't have him, and you don't just go out and find right-handed hitters anymore that hit you 20 home runs and get big hits, Tito.
Well, and we've been talking about facing lefties, that it's been a little bit troubling, and then you lose Gomes, which doesn't help. Now, nobody's going to feel sorry for us, and, you know, we have to find a way to get around that. But it's not just his bat. You know, it was his leadership, the way he ran the game. And that's hard to replace. I mean, you want your catcher to almost be indispensable. And then we find out the hard way, well, maybe they are gone. Now, we're lucky to have Roberto, but Gomer's one of the best in the game.
You watch Corey Kluber. Are you glad you're no longer a hitter and having to face that?
You know, we're talking, Millsy and I talked the whole game. And, you know, the game changes probably decade by decade. And when I was playing, the cutter was not a big pitch. And when I go back and look at video, thank God, because, man, I don't know how guys – if I don't see spin, I'm not sure how to hit, you know, and it would have killed me. I mean, Kluber's late action going both ways. Well, that's why he's so good. Yeah. I mean, there's a few other things, but that's one of them. You don't see a lot of guys get the barrel of the – you know, barrel the bat on the ball, and it's because of such late movement.
Well, today you've brought up Danny Salazar. We talked about it yesterday. You want him to stay here in the rotation. Now, you talked about maybe practice habits and getting a routine, much like a Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco. Of course, he was in Columbus such a short period of time, but did you get those kind of reports?
Well, I think, again, he had one start, and it was a good start, but and again, that's why, you know, you're somewhat careful what you say. Like when they say, well, what does he need to work on? Or what's keeping him out of the major leagues? Sometimes it's an injury, mm-hmm. because that's just the truth. You know, but I that doesn't mean you can't keep developing at the major leagues. I think we just have to remind ourselves, okay, when some guys get here, they're not done developing. And if we stop the development, we're cheating them, and that's not fair.
It looked like he had more of an up-tempo delivery this spring from the standpoint of he didn't dawdle on the mound. Is that something you've worked on with Danny? And is there another key when you look at his outing here today?
Hammy, that's by design. And that's not just Danny. That's all our pitchers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that new clock they're talking about is probably part of the reason I didn't really make a fuss about it, because I think it's great. I think if your guys are out there getting the ball and throwing it, it helps your team win. You play better defense. I think your pitcher gets in more of a rhythm. And they don't – every pitch isn't an event. And that's when you start running into trouble, is when every single pitch becomes an event as opposed to maybe setting up the next pitch.
And talking to your bullpen coach, Jason Bure, yesterday, he was saying – I know as a pitcher, I was on both sides of the coin. If I was out there pawing at the dirt because I didn't feel good, that guy in the box knew that. But if you're on the mound, almost like, I dare you to step in there, do you as a hitter have a different feeling?
There's nothing worse. Well, there's a few things worse, but when a pitcher is in a rhythm and going real fast and you want to slow him down, and it's like, man, you're so rushed. And that's good. And then, you know, the pitcher's kind of dictating the pace. When it's the other way around, the hitter's dictating. Now, saying that, the pitcher has the ball, and it's hard to get into that rhythm unless you're confident. So one kind of leads the other.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Twins on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.